From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Steve Mork. This is Morning Edition. It's National Transgender Awareness Week. In our series, Flights and Freedoms, we've heard from those on the front lines for the fight for trans rights in Illinois. According to the Trans Legislation Tracker, 85 anti-trans bills were passed in state houses around the country this year. Many target trans youth, including access to gender-affirming health care for minors. Medical organizations, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, support age-appropriate gender-affirming care, saying it can reduce adverse mental health outcomes and the risk of suicide among trans youth. For the last installment of our series, IPM's Kimberly Schofield spoke to reporter Owen Henderson about Illinois' efforts to protect trans rights.
Owen, tell me a little bit about the current legislative landscape in the Midwest when it comes to trans rights.
So there was a big wave of legislation around the country this spring, especially focusing on trans youth. Here's what went into law in the surrounding states just in 2023. Indiana, Iowa, and Kentucky all passed versions of a law like Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law, which bans instruction about human sexuality in any form before a certain age. Indiana and Iowa passed laws requiring schools to tell parents if a child requests to use a different name or pronoun at school. Iowa and Kentucky passed laws requiring students to use the bathroom of the sex they were assigned at birth. And Kentucky and Missouri both passed laws requiring students to play on sports teams that align with the sex they were assigned at birth. And now all four of these states, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, and Missouri, all of the states that surround Illinois, except Wisconsin, have all banned gender-affirming health care for minors. I should say Indiana's ban is currently blocked by a court injunction.
So on the legislative side, what is happening in Illinois?
Illinois actually enshrined legal access to gender-affirming health care at the beginning of this year. It guarantees that in-state providers can't lose their licenses for providing care that is legal in the state of Illinois, even if that care is illegal elsewhere.
What has the effect been like from all of this legislation on the ground for trans people in the Midwest?
So this past April, Missouri's Attorney General put out emergency rules that severely limited access to gender-affirming health care for everyone, unless they met some very stringent criteria. Those rules have since been pulled now that Missouri has banned gender-affirming health care for minors. But when those rules were first introduced, it shook a lot of trans Missourians up. Ezra Witcher was living in Springfield, Missouri with his partner at the time.
It was like, oh, okay, well, you're no longer welcome in the state. Get out now while you can before the dust settles and you see how bad it is.
Witcher and his partner decided to start looking for other states with more protections for trans residents. They took a road trip through Illinois to visit a few potential places to move, one of which was Champaign-Urbana.
Driving around and seeing all the, like, pride flags and stickers, not just in downtown, but, like, everywhere, was like, okay, I feel safe.
Because they wanted to make sure Witcher continued to have access to his health care, the two decided that he should move to Illinois as soon as possible, without the two of them even having an apartment here. Witcher reached out on a Facebook group for the local trans community, where he met Taryn Elam, who offered to let him stay in her guest room for free.
I could not in good conscience just stand by and do nothing while somebody was moving into the area or trying to, and I've got the space.
Witcher stayed with Elam for about 6 weeks before he and his partner were able to get into their apartment this summer. Now the two are settling into the community.
Oh, wow. Is this story an anomaly?
To put it bluntly, no. As more and more anti-trans legislation has been passed in state houses around the country, more and more trans adults and the parents of trans kids have been reaching out to organizers in Illinois to look into moving here.
We've got other people who reach out by email or through social media or the phone and say, like, we're fleeing this particular state for this particular reason. We are not safe, or our family is not safe. And, you know, we identified this community as a place that we're going to be relocating to.
Nicole Friedman with Uniting Pride of Champaign County has been getting a lot of those messages. She says that with the big increase in demand that they've seen, she wants the Illinois government to devote more resources to this issue.
I wish our state legislators would recognize the level of the state of emergency we're in and would give it the weight that they give to other areas of emergency.
So moving forward, what are advocates pushing for in Illinois when it comes to trans rights?
So there are three bills that Equality Illinois is currently pushing for. One would require trainings on cultural competency in healthcare so that providers who aren't from marginalized communities, like the trans community, are better equipped to treat the patients who are. Another would make things easier for businesses and universities to create gender-neutral multiple occupancy restrooms if they want to do so. The last one would provide funding for schools that are working on implementing the age-appropriate and inclusive health education in public schools that's currently required under Illinois law.
Owen Henderson, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.